Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
To behold, they say.
Song of the day, Fine Again by Seether. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I hear you label me a liar, 'cause I can't seem to get this through. You say.
Once again, your song of the day, Fine Again by Seether. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I thought you were going to give us one more song.
That's a good song. 464-568-51.
Whoa. You came hard today.
Yeah.
Nice job.
That was
Jake.
Pretty good.
Jay, good job. On Alabama Appreciation Day, you came with some Seether. Now, that's a good day at the ticket. I think DP wants us to, like, be the leadoff man, and we are Ricky Henderson today.
Oh, on base and stealing.
Yeah, we're going to start talking in the third person now. Ricky can fly. All right.
What's wrong with you?
Well, you know Ricky always talked in
the third person. Yeah,
maybe he still does. 9-6. Well, you know how much I like
Seether. One of your highest rankings ever.
You know I'm a big Seether fan, but I don't listen to him anymore. Now,
well, why not?
I don't know.
You can always fix that by listening to
him. I know.
Them.
I don't know why. You know, I went through that phase in the early 2000s where it's almost all I listened to. And then I saw, you know, we have that bad example of I don't do anything fun when Seether was at the, what's that place downtown?
The Bourbon.
That the Bourbon, and their bus is right there, and I'm driving by on my motorcycle, and it's like, wait a second, Seether's playing at the Bourbon, why don't I just go in? But I rode around the block, I looked at the bus.
I can't believe you didn't go in still. You just drove around saying, I need to stop, and you didn't stop.
It's just a
It's incredible.
Yeah, you would have probably went. You're more like that. Than
oh, I would go in. I would say, yeah, we're going.
A little more adventurous.
Say, what time is it? Hey, yeah, we got time. Let's
Harrison, can you do me a favor? See where Seether's touring right now.
And if they come anywhere near here, well, they were just in Council Bluffs in August. Yeah. They were an opener for somebody.
That's the thing. They
for
come
three
around.
Days grace.
They come around here. I'll give that 9-6. Six. 9-6.
Okay.
Six.
We got to guess Harrison's score before we get to our.
He's looking up there.
NFL. Well,
looking up their tour dates.
We got to guess Harrison's score.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I got to think he likes that driving guitar, which you do. That driving guitar.
No, I think like a 4-1.
God, he likes it better than that. He gave it a 5-5.
Oh, 6.7. Good, but a little bit emo. It does sound a little emo. It's kind of.
Oh, Seether's very emo.
Yeah.
Harrison. Yeah. They're a little emo. See, that's the thing about Seether. You got to kind of pick your spots with them because the emo is pretty overpowering. It is.
You know what's not overpowering? NFL winners and losers. Let's get it going for week 13. The biggest winner this week, the NFL sitting not even close because it's their first win of the football season. The Detroit Lions tried to blow the game. They're up by 14 at halftime. Then they trailed late in the game because of a they're up by three and went for it from their own 28-yard line on 4th-and-1. Did not get it. Their own 28 with 4 minutes left. Vikings score, Lions score with no.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time remaining, their first win of the year, 29-27 over the Vikings.
Congratulations to the Lions.
Yes, no more, no longer winless. Next up, the Chargers. The Chargers have been a little bit of a rut the last couple weeks. They say not so. They go to Cincinnati, and they beat Cincinnati 41-22. Justin Herbert was throwing the bombs deep, completing them. They overcame a couple bad fumbles in that game, and they win 41-22.
Nice.
Chargers. Number three. Gardner Minshew got the first start of the year for the Eagles because Jalen Hurts was injured.
Minshew still in the league.
Minshew, and he played exceptional. He had several touchdowns against the Jets. That they beat the Jets 33-18, and Gardner Minshew was a big reason why. So he is a winner.
Can you do that fly, Eagles fly thing?
No. Number four, same division as the Eagles, the Washington football team has won four straight games. It was not pretty. It wasn't pretty, but they survived in Vegas. 17-15, first week kicker Brian Johnson, game-winning field goal with about 40 seconds to go in that game, 48-yarder. In what was a bad week for kickers in the NFL, that was a big kick for them.
What's that quarterback's name?
Taylor Heineke.
Give him a Heineken. Keep going.
Number five winner is my Miami Dolphins. It was not pretty. It was ugly, actually, in fact, in this game. But you know what? A win is a win, and five straight wins is something you never will hold back.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Dolphins beat the Giants 20-9 and are 6-7 now, very much so in the wild card race in the NFL, the AFC. Nice comeback for a 1-7 start. Losers time, your favorite part. The Jaguars are just so bad. I mean, they are. I saw this stat yesterday.
Okay.
The Jaguars had their 10th loss of the season yesterday.
Yes.
They have now lost 10-plus games in 10 of the last 11 NFL seasons. The one year they didn't, they made the AFC Championship game and should have beat the Patriots in 2017.
How do they sell tickets?
They've lost 10-plus games in 10 of the last 11 seasons. That is incredible ineptitude.
That is.
Incredible. They get beat 37-7 by the Rams. Horrible. Same division, also a loser. The Texans, Houston Texans, get blanked by the Colts 31-0. Never did anything right in that game. Tyrod Taylor was horrible. The defense was worse. And 31-0, Texans lose. The Bears were without Justin Fields, and they were incompetent as usual also. The Cardinals beat them in Chicago 33-22. It wasn't even that close. The score was closer than it actually was. There was a blowout the whole way. Kyler Murray had no issues with that team. The Bears are done. Fire Matt Nagy. Start over. It's just not good in Chicago. Number four, I saw this stat also. Tom Brady, the last two times playing in Atlanta, has beaten the Falcons. The Falcons are 0-5 at home this year. Tom Brady has two more wins in the last calendar year in Atlanta than the Falcons do.
That's incredible.
They're 0-5 at home now.
That's incredible.
They're 0-5 at home this year. They lost a bunch of home games to end last season. And he has two more. Tom Brady has two more wins in Atlanta over the last calendar year than the Falcons do in their home stadium. Falcons lose that game to the Bucs 30-17. Your last loser from yesterday, the Denver Broncos, they had every chance to beat the Chiefs last night. Their offense cannot get out of their own way. Javonte Williams is a good running back. He is a beast, and they got a good offensive line. Like, the Broncos have things in place to be good. They don't have a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater is not the guy. Drew Lock is not the guy. They have decent receivers. The running game's fine. Their defense is good. The Broncos are close to being a good team. They just need a quarterback.
Well, we all know that Teddy will do anything to win. He'll do anything. If he has to tackle a guy that made an interception,
It happened again last night. It happened again. He threw another pick six, 75-yarder. Daniel Sorensen, no relation to myself, got the pick. Teddy's at about the 50-yard line. At least he touched him. He did. Okay. He shoved him, but he shoved him forward so no one could catch him for a touchdown.
Well, I hope he didn't hurt his little hands. Seether, no tours or concerts booked. Thank you, Harrison. Thank you, Jake. That was incredible. That was really good, especially the Atlanta Falcons stat as it applies to Tom Brady. Seether, no tours or concerts booked. Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
Hopefully it's probably a COVID thing for them.
Yeah, probably. Probably that's a bucket list thing for me.
You had a chance at your bucket list recently.
Right.
That
was a couple of years
ago. They were in Council Bluffs in August.
Oh, okay.
I told you about that.
Yeah,
you were aware of it.
Yeah,
top of the hour next, an early break in the ticket.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.